Welcome to Variant Frequencies. Month to month, our podcast brings you fiction stories from a different channel. Sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and some odd bands in between. Visit us at www.variantfrequencies.com. Hello, I'm Rick Stringer. This is episode 4 of the failed cities Hath of Darkness. If this is your first time listening, you will want to go to variantfrequencies.com and start with episode 1. There will be 2 episodes a week between December 1st, 2009 and Christmas Day. As an added bonus, at the end of each episode, we will bring you one song from Abney Park's Dark Christmas album. But that's not all. We will be giving away one copy of their new album, Aether Shanties. To enter our contest, send an email to me at variantfrequencies@gmail.com, telling me who your favorite character is from the Failed Cities monologues. We will be drawing the winner randomly from those emails. Now, we have a brief word from our sponsor. Most of us now use a BlackBerry, iPhone, or Palm to check email when we're out of the office. But it's not enough. You need access to the files and programs on your office computer. GoToMyPC is the tool that will give you complete access to everything on your computer from anywhere. For you Macintosh users, GoToMyPC currently has a Mac beta. Just go to their site and follow the GoToMyPC for Mac beta link. With GoToMyPC, you're actually operating your computer from any other computer. Access your programs, files, everything you need to work from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Our listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited remote access free. For this special offer, you must visit www.gotomypc.com/podcast. That's gotomypc.com/podcast for a free trial. Now, on to our story. Part 4, The Failed Cities Hath a Darkness, Constable Klemenko, by Matt Wallace. The Yuletide spirit hasn't made Valery Klemenko any less reluctant to take a dangerous case. Unfortunately, it hasn't changed his luck when it comes to being thrust into such cases either.
As a black snowfall blankets the failed cities on Christmas Eve, the arrival of 99 mysterious steel chambers sets a series of far from blessed events in motion. 8 people become links in a deadly chain that will either tether innocent lives to safety or strangle any hope for their future. And as each part of the story unfolds, we learn that above all things, Christmas in the failed cities is a feverishly struck balance between the constant threat of violence and the briefest, most bittersweet moments of joy.
This I will make clear before even we begin. I will not take case. When you have been man who everyone believes catches 2 famous serial killers, even if first time was accident and second time there was no such person to begin with, to you, they sometimes will come with these things. But I will not take case. For one thing, I should be home now. Whole Klemenko family will soon gather for Svetata Vechera, Holy Supper, and for first time since leaving Ukraine, I am welcome. I talk with mother often these days, not with father, but she tells me of him. She tells me when walking through Hall of Klemenko House in Kyiv, he will sometimes stop before a great glass display case filled with medals. Most are Hero of Ukraine, won by my brothers and sister and uncles. But these he does not open the case and reach for. Instead, she tells me, he takes from case Medal of Valor, given me by city. He holds it for a long time before placing it inside once more. I do not know if it's true. Mother wishes us to be father and son again. Maybe she tells hopeful lies to feel better, to make me feel better. But I hope they are true, just the same. But even if I will not be home to feast with my family, to wait and watch for first star to shine in eastern sky, star symbolizing journey of three wise men long ago, I still will not take case. Stolen babies or no? This is what they tell me. Stolen babies. Little ones, without mother and father. Many of them. And yes, perhaps I have idea how to begin. The babies, if they are newly born, they will need doctor. They are worthless to whoever takes them if they are not kept healthy. They will need doctor to see to them. One who does not make reports. Will not be doctor here in cooperative towers on island. There are other doctors. Ones without license. Who make practice in warehouses and abandoned buildings like that. It would be good place to look, yes. But still, I will not take case. I am saying this to myself, over and over, as I drive to where source tells me such a doctor operates. Over bridge to abandoned city across the river. I used to be so fearful of this place, but I have faced worse fears now. Does not bother me, driving through these streets, waiting alone outside building where clinic is said to be, waiting for truck big enough to hold that many small babies to appear. And as I am brawling with big man who drives truck, who moves quickly for one so big, I remind myself that this is why I do not take case. Already I have enough scars for a lifetime. Now I will have more. His fists are sharp, and quick, and well-aimed. I will have more scars now. Is what doing that kind of work gets you, is why I quit such business. These things and more I tell him after we are done fighting. He is not a bad man. I know bad men. I have dealt with many. And because he is not a bad man, I believe him when he tells me about babies. My father would tell you they are abomination, unholy. But to look down on them, they are just babies. They are innocent. This is rare here. Innocence. I am tired of being lied to by people who run cooperatives. Last time their lies cost me much skin, blood, and almost it cost me my life. So I will help to see that they do not do the same and worse to these little ones. I have idea. It's dangerous, but I believe it will be worth it. And still, it could have been much worse. I could have taken case.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Failed Cities, Half a Darkness, by Matt Wallace. Narrated by Anton Buntik. Music by Neil Stringer, Abney Park, and Digital Juice. Abney Park's website is abneypark.com, and Digital Juice is at digitaljuice.com. To find out more about Variant Frequencies, please go to our website at variantfrequencies.com. If you like Variant Frequencies, tell your friends about us. Thank you from the Variant Frequencies team.
In a future where noir, cyberpunk, and visceral horror make mind-bending bedfellows, the only thing that separates a forsaken urban sprawl from a half-finished technological utopia is 16 miles of river. They're known as the Failed Cities. Two worlds populated by shadow agents, street soldiers, reluctant detectives, and femme fatales. When a single conspiracy touches them all, the story can only be told in their voices. Ethan, the street preacher. Truck, the hot-rodding neo-hipster, Knifesmith. The Feral Twins, whose passion for death and each other is the only escape from their own tormented psyches. Just a few of the characters that drive one of the most unique storytelling experiences in fiction today. J.C. Hutchins, author of the Seventh Son trilogy, calls the Failed Cities monologues gritty, imaginative, believable. T. Morris, author of Moravi, says the Failed Cities monologues creates a chilling tapestry of inner darkness that finds its outside voice. It's not a matter of wanting to listen. You have to. Visit PodioBooks.com to hear the series that's redefining the rules of podcast fiction. Variant Frequencies presents The Failed Cities Monologues by Matt Wallace. 8 lives, 2 cities, 1 story.
Get this book and more free titles from PodioBooks.com.